We're joined this week on the line by Ryder alum, 89 Grey Cup champion, Jeff Fairholm. Jeff, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Now, first off, you still follow the Riders. From the outside, what do you think of the turnaround of the Riders this season after, obviously, two tough years in 2015 and 2016?
Well, I think the turnaround's been fantastic. The way they played this past weekend, I thought was, you know, very inspired football. They came out guns blazing and just, at that point, played very, very well. They were aggressive. They did all the right things, and it seems like they've cleaned up a lot of their mistakes, you know. So it looks like they're gelling and they're getting hot at the right time. Compared to the other years, you know, they've got the talent now that can carry them to where they need to be.
So going into a tough game in Toronto, what do the Riders need to do to earn a berth to the Grey Cup?
I think they need to do pretty much what they did last week. You know, come in with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, and just, you know, play sound football. The big thing that they did really well last week was they didn't turn the ball over. You can't turn the ball over in the playoffs, and you just can't do it in an opposing team's field. So, I think if they hold on to the ball and if they're on the plus side of the turnover ratio, I think they'll be just fine.
Now, you obviously prep for a bunch of playoff games in your career. How much different was it prepping for the playoffs than just a regular season game?
You know, you don't really prep any differently. You've seen the teams before, at least twice, depending on who you're playing. So, you know, nothing has really changed a lot other than getting healthy. You know, two things. You need to get healthy, and you need to understand that the speed of the game increases significantly. So if you go into the game thinking, you know, it's another football game, well, you're going to be sadly woken up very quickly, because the speed of the game increases dramatically in a playoff game. It's just the sense of urgency is so much greater.
Now, you played the last few years of your career in Toronto, so you've got kind of a personal look at that team. What does the league need to do to get fans more engaged in Toronto?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. Maybe I should have applied for the commissioner if I knew that answer. I think, I don't know. I was involved with Bob Nicholson when he was our president in Toronto, and he had asked me my thoughts on it, and I always thought they needed to get out of the Sky Dome at the time and get into a smaller field. And here they are at BMO Field, which is a smaller field, seems perfect for the CFL, and, you know, they're still not drawing fans. So I honestly don't know. I just think Toronto may be just too big for the CFL, and, you know, maybe they just need to come to grips with the fact they're going to get, you know, at best 20,000 fans a game. And, you know, it's a big sports market with, you know, basketball, baseball, and especially hockey. It's just so big that, you know, I'm afraid that the Argonauts are just going to be continually lost in the shuffle.
Now, what was sweeter for you, winning the Grey Cup in 1989 with, you know, a relatively new team to you anyway, or with the veteran team in 1996?
Oh, come on, you know.
So Toronto, right?
Well, even if I had played in the game in 1996, I would always say that the Grey Cup for me in 1989 was a far greater thrill. Coming, you know, being in a smaller market where, you know, it's your only pro team in an entire province, and having not won it for so many years, and it was only my second year in the league. I mean, there's nothing, and, you know, arguably the best Grey Cup game ever played. So, you know, it would have had to be pretty special at that time. And, you know, it was nice to be part of that team. But, you know, I didn't actually play in the game because I had hurt my back, which caused me to retire that year. So it certainly doesn't mean nearly as much as it as the 89 Grey Cup did.
Outside of the Grey Cup games, what was the highlight of your playing career?
Oh, you know, there's bits and pieces that I sort of look to, personal accomplishments I look to, but to me it's more the fun nature of some games that I've played in. You know, the Labor Day games were always special. You know, some other games like the first time that there was a U.S., I think we called it the U.S. invasion when I think it was Sacramento came into Taylor Field. That atmosphere was like a Labor Day game. It was very much a U.S. college atmosphere. Those types of things, you know, playing with some great players who we've remained very close over the years. So, you know, it's those types of things, you know, I'd point obviously to the Grey Cup and the catch that I had and 107-yard touchdown and those kind of things. But you know, it's the camaraderie that I miss the most of. Having, you know, a bunch of really good friends in a locker room and the joking around before and that kind of thing. But that's what I remember most.
Now, you mentioned Taylor Field in there. About a month ago, they finally brought down the west grandstands there of Taylor Field. Is there anything about that stadium that you'll actually miss?
Yeah, actually, you'd be surprised. I'm a traditionalist when it comes especially to the CFL. My father played, I grew up in the CFL, so my father played for 8 years in Montreal, and I hung around that. I was a locker room rat from when I was born, and so you know Taylor Field, I actually do miss it. I would miss it a lot. It's nice to go into a brand new stadium, and you know, but we were cozy there. I mean, we got treated pretty well. You know, we didn't lack for anything. You know, although I guess you could look at the new stadium and say, boy, if we'd only known then what we know now, I guess we would have lacked for a lot. But, it was a different time frame, but I'll miss Taylor Field a lot. There's a lot of great memories from that old stadium.
Now, you mentioned camaraderie and the like. We don't want you to throw teammates under the bus, unless, of course, you want to name names and that kind of thing. Is there any particular road trip story that stands out? Something on the road that was just, stands out after your career?
Yeah, well, talking in public, I can't say too much. But, I can't come up with my better ones. But I remember one time when there was a practical joke that Ridgeway and Suter played on Aldag and Poley. So that Aldag and Poley were in one room and Suter and Ridgeway were in another one. And something had happened, and you know, they got Ridgeway and Suter got the key for Poley and Aldag's room. They ended up taking all of the furniture out of the room and hiding it in a storage area when they were out to dinner. So when they came back, there was literally nothing in the room, like not even a picture on the wall. And I can't remember where it was, but it was one of the funniest practical jokes I've ever seen.
My favorite part about that is we've actually had Dave Ridgeway and Roger Aldag on the show before, and they've both mentioned the exact same incident.
Oh, is that right?
Well, so apparently that one was a good one.
I've corroborated it for you.
Earlier this season, you actually had a little a Twitter bar with Daron Carter. Obviously, you said you're a traditionalist. You know, hand the ball to the ref when you score, act like you've been there before. What's your take, just on general, not necessarily on Daron Carter, but just in general about guys, you know, throwing the touchdown celebrations? We saw Ottawa doing the limbo, which was actually kind of fun the other day.
I don't care about that. I've said publicly since I had that little Twitter war. You know, it was a timing thing. Twitter's kind of, and I've been barred from Twitter from my family. So, you know, it's one of those things. It was a timing thing. I said something about how he reacted, or what he did actually when he stepped out of bounds, which I just don't agree with. But as far as touchdown celebrations are a big thing in a game, you know what? Have fun. Times have changed. I'm old. You know, we celebrated too, but not to that thing. We didn't celebrate to the point where, you know, we would have had to practice it or come up with something. You know, we should practice this stuff in order to come up with some of these things. Times are different. Let them have fun. It's a big play. I think what I have trouble with is when, you know, somebody catches a second and 10-yard pass, and they, you know, catch it for 7 yards and they get all excited because they caught a ball. I mean, that's what I have trouble with. You know, do your job. I was watching the Winnipeg Edmonton game on the weekend, and I saw Dressler score. Yes, they were losing, but you know, Dressler runs in the end zone, throws the ball to the ref, and runs off the field. That's my kind of guy. That doesn't mean it's right for the fans of today. So if it is what it is, let them have fun. Okay.
Now, I think a lot of that has to do, again, like you said, today's day and age, and you know, social media, and just trying to make your presence known online. Is there somebody on the 1989 Grey Cup team that, if they were playing now, would throw down celebrations like that and just make it all about them for that moment?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's been said that Narcisse might have done that, but, you know, he did a little jig, whatever he did. I don't know what he called it. you know, he did that, but it certainly wasn't about him, knowing not the way to do. I don't think so. I honestly think it just was a different day and age. I think that if anybody had done that and gotten over the line, I think they would have been dealt with in the locker room appropriately.
If you can, big game coming up Sunday. What's your score prediction?
Score prediction. I actually think that that the Riders, if they can come in with the energy that they had last time, I know they're going to have a good game plan. They'll be ready. I think the Riders are going to win, and I think it's going to be a relatively high-scoring game. I think it's going to be like 42-36.
That'll make for some exciting football.
I'm hoping. I'm going to watch. I got nothing else to do Saturday.
Well, Mr. Fairholme, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime, you know, you have my number.
There is former Rider receiver, 1989 and 1996 Grey Cup champion, Jeff Fairholme.